The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
10 seconds to go, 68-52. Clearly time for number 69, but it rolls across the top. And the buzzer is going to go in the dying seconds here in Surrey. A loud roar from the home fans. It is win number 6 of the season for Surrey Storm. It is 4 wins in a row. And they do go into the Vitality Netball Super League top 4 on this Sunday afternoon. Big smiles all round from the Surrey Storm team, Amma Agwezi. And that was good from Storm, being rattled in that first quarter. They composed themselves, they came back, and 3 very important points for Mickey Austin's side.
It is definitely an important point, and they did come back, and what was good about it was they came back early in the game. So in that second quarter is where they did the bulk of the work to change their fortunes and then comfortably finish the game. I think they've had, obviously, they had people on edge when they were playing that Dragons game, which they won just by 1. And so it's probably nice to give their home fans a bit of a rest in terms of their heart rate and win things more comfortably. But they did do really well, and I think Mickey Austin will be pleased that the changes that she made made an impact, but that her team managed to pull through and, I guess, just get another consecutive win on the board.
Brilliant. Well, Surrey Storm go into a huddle. The home fans leave this Sunday afternoon in a very happy mood. There was some brilliant play from Surrey Storm, in particular Mickey Austin leading in that captain's role. But with 46 goals and going back of the Vitality Netball Super League shooting table, Gail Davis, are you with a certain Peace Praskovia or Praskovia Peace?
I'm Catherine, and I'm with a delighted Praskovia Peace. He just came over screaming. At half-time, it didn't look quite that done and dusted, did it? What was key in the second half for you?
The second half was fantastic. Obviously, we started low, but the ability to pick up shows the strength that we have. And the last few weeks, we have demonstrated how strong we are, pulling with goals of 2 and being down and coming up. So that was
amazing. Can you cast your mind back to the opening game of the season when Stars had the better of you? This team you're playing in now is almost unrecognisable, isn't it?
Well, you can't underestimate the strength of Stars, and we've lost to them before. The opening game, we lost to them. And in the pre-season game, we lost to them. So definitely, they are a strong team. We learnt our lessons as a team, and we had to pick up today and be much clinical in the game.
Talk to me about your performance, because it was amazing again. And you just nudged ahead. Catherine Mary's better at maths than I am, ahead of the all-time scorers from Mary Chilhock. There's a nice little battle going on between you two, isn't there?
Well, I just took every step at a time today, every goal at a time, telling myself that every single goal must count. So I gave it my all, and I'm very proud of my teammates that believed in me, that trusted me, and made me what I am today.
We also heard you're a very good housemate. We spoke to Felicius at half time. You make a great dinner and a great cup of tea. Is there anything you can't do?
There's nothing I can't do. Obviously, Mary and Felicitas are my sisters, and I have to take care of them.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. You are our Gilbert Player of the Match. Congratulations. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Here's the reception for Praskovia Peace, a guard of honour. She's just so nice, Amma Agwezi. Every time Praskovia Peace speaks, there's 2 things I do. One is smile, but 2 is listen, and listen intently to what she has to say.
Exactly. She's a great ambassador for the sport of netball, and her journey has been incredible. And she's just so humble as well, and wants to include her teammates to suggest that it's them that do all the work. But she's an amazing netballer and an amazing person. And obviously, we heard that some of the players rely on her almost as a mother figure as well. So just incredible all-rounder.
Well, Praskovia Peace always makes me smile and listen, as does Mickey Austin. Gail Davis, you're with her now.
Yes, I am, Catherine. She was slightly delayed because she was giving Praskovia a piece of God of Honour, so we will forgive her. Now, Mickey, after you won the last game by one goal, you said no more, your heart can't take it. At half-time, when you were just one goal ahead, did you give them a little bit of a rocket?
Do you know what? It was one of those where I'd sort of walked in, didn't say anything, and walked back out again and let them do the talking. I think sometimes silence has more impact than words, and they're used to seeing me go off my head, so sometimes it's just best to say nothing. But yeah, look, I just said to him, we know we're better than that. Credit to Stars, we always knew they was going to come out absolutely firing, and so they should. They were one up on us in terms of the season, so they would have been coming in today with confidence levels really high, and they showed that in the first half. And I think it just took us a while to get ourselves into our flow, but to get into our flow and win by 16 is really, really impressive. So I was really pleased with the strength of character through three quarters to just grind it out. And we spoke in our team talk about stepping on the neck when we had the moment, because at times we've let teams come back at us and the margin stayed close. So I was really impressed that we did that today.
Take me right the way back to about 20 seconds into the game, and off went Alima Priest, and then you switched around and Leo Middleton was a goalkeeper. What was the reasoning behind that? Did you not think Kat was going to play, and did you just have to react really quickly?
No, it was nothing to do with that. Full disclosure, we made an error on our team sheet. It was the wrong starting seven that was read out of my notepad. And once you submit it, you have to start with that line. So I think that I mentioned has to go to Alima Priest for the way that she took that on the chin, because that must have been really hard, for the way that she did her job for the team and for the way everybody stayed mentally resilient in that moment. And hey, look, we always knew we wanted to get everybody out there.
We thought it was a masterstroke. You could have just gone with it.
I should have said nothing then and just took it, shouldn't I? But no, full disclosure, it was just an error and we had to rectify it, so we did that.
Fourth win in a row for you. You move into the top four, and psychologically, that must be so key for you guys.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. Look, we know the table's not going to sort itself out until the end of the season. We know that it's a bit topsy-turvy at the minute because of COVID and games that have been rescheduled. So although we look at it and it feels nice, we're under no illusion that that's not how it's going to stay. We just look at the next game and the next game and just keep chipping away of what we need to do against that opposition. So we'll look straight ahead to Bath on Friday.
Points on the board, though, that's the key thing, Mickey. Thank you very much. Well played today. Just going to have Chris coming over now. Yes, she's just here. Well, just tell us, quarter three, 19-10. That's what cost you the game, wasn't it?
That was our weakest quarter. I thought we started very well, and it's lovely to have new combinations having Kat back, but the third quarter was very telling for us. The changes we made didn't have the impact that we hoped, but we are managing a lot of our players in return to play. We've been hit quite hard with COVID, not making excuses. That performance isn't good enough, and we'll go back and look at that and learn from it.
And tell us what it was like to have Melissa virtually on the bench with you.
I found it really supportive, and I think it's reassuring for the girls to have her there. She is the heart and soul of this team. Had she not been present in any way, I think there would be a massive hole. So I found it invaluable as a coach, and actually I think Melissa needs to be there. She's the heart and soul of this team, so I thought it was great.
Been a really difficult first half of the season for you. What do you take into this sort of second half of the season? Are there positives that you can move forward on? I mean, Kat being back and hopefully being fully fit is probably the biggest, isn't it?
I think it is. And not only Kat as a player, but what she brings to the whole squad. But we've also had breaks in play. We've also had other players on return to play. This is the first game we've had our first 12 all available. These combinations need to grow. And actually, I don't think we've seen the best of any of them. So whilst Kat is one player and it's amazing to have her in our armoury, the other players also are learning and developing every week. So I think there's lots of positives, actually.
Well, the first quarter was certainly positive. Unlucky today, but we look forward to watching you next time out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
So, Chrissy Weaver there, Amma, reflecting what you said in commentary towards the end of that match. She said, look, you know, it's the first time I've had all 12 available. And when we do get our 12 available, you can see that we can do a bit of damage here. It's a very honest assessment, wasn't it? And a good, like you say, a good reminder of the issues that teams are having, and in particular, Seven Stars.
It is a reminder. And as Chrissy said, they are going to grow from here and hopefully in the right direction. We did talk a lot about Kat Tuivasa and how much of an impact she has, the confidence that she gives the players around her. But we also haven't talked up the rest of the team, and hopefully if they can have their 12 squad members available moving forwards, they will start to settle and we'll see that reflect in their performance on court.
And a word then finally on Mickey Austin. There she is in shot, big smile on her face. Oh, Felicitas as well, giving her a big hug for the win today. And showed her a player coach error, which she was very transparent about. You know, how busy is Mickey Austin's life? She plays and she coaches, of course, with the team sheet. And you called it. You said, listen, I think something's not been put down quite right here, hence the change early doors.
Yeah, and she was, it was good of her to admit it. I guess it's difficult to play and coach, but those kind of mistakes can cost you games. So if Storm want to make finals, that could significantly have impacted their team in terms of the confusion and having to make that change in the early part of the game. So it's good that it's happened now, and hopefully that will never happen again. And I'm sure Mickey Austin will be onto her support staff so that they don't make that mistake in the future.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.